This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 26th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across the region. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly. In Haifa, the skies are clear with a gentle breeze. Perfect weather to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports just in that the King of Bahrain initiated a conversation with President Herzog, calling Israel an important partner for the region's future. Also, Walla is reporting that earlier this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu blocked an attempt to convince former President Trump to bomb Hezbollah. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals a senior Hamas figure was eliminated in Deir al-Bala amid efforts to hunt Israel's collaborators. Separately, the Jerusalem Post warns that a joint Iran-Hezbollah strike could paralyze Israel's energy lifelines, as per the Alma Center. And finally, I-24 News informs us that the Israeli cabinet has approved a Gaza Peace Council pilot program backed by international forces. Here's what people are saying online. Belaz News, known for its regional updates, posted minutes ago that President Herzog praised Bahrain's king for his leadership and vision in a phone conversation, highlighting the importance of regional cooperation. Memory, a research organization, highlighted earlier today that Iranian officials are openly planning an assassination attempt on President Trump. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, mentioned a recent discussion between Israel and Bahrain, emphasizing the Abraham Accords and the King's strategic vision. Now for more on those stories, starting with the conversation between Israel Hayom and President Herzog. The President and the King of Bahrain discussed the Abraham Accords, aiming to strengthen ties between the nations. This dialogue underscores the ongoing commitment to regional stability and cooperation in the Middle East. Turning to the report from Walla, it reveals that Netanyahu intervened to prevent former U.S. President Trump from taking military action against Hezbollah. This action highlights the complexity of international diplomacy and the delicate balance Israel maintains in its security decisions. Meanwhile, from Israel Hayom Hebrew, we learn that a senior Hamas figure was targeted in Deir al-Bala. This follows ongoing operations against those considered collaborators. The incident marks a significant point in Israel's efforts to curb threats from the Gaza Strip. In a related development from the Jerusalem Post, the Alma Center warns of vulnerabilities in Israel's energy infrastructure. The report highlights the potential impact of a coordinated strike by Iran and Hezbollah. Such a scenario could disrupt vital services, stressing the need for increased security measures. Finally, I-24 News reports the Israeli cabinet's approval of a new Peace Council initiative for Gaza. This program, supported by international forces, aims to foster peace and stability in the region. It marks a strategic shift in the approach to conflict resolution. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that the 11th draw of discounted apartment offers nearly 8,000 housing units across 19 communities, with a portion allocated to active reservists. Separately, Globes recently detailed a selection of real estate deals across Israel, including transactions in Tel Aviv, Netanya, and other key cities. And finally, CTEC announces that Omer Grossman, a former IDF cyber chief, is joining the cloud security startup Upwind as chief business officer. This move is notable for the tech sector and its ongoing growth. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.